Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, there's not a house in the country that hasn't been affected by cancer, but do you know how it starts? Where it comes from and how we can try to deal with it. There's a new Cancer Revolution exhibition that has opened at St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre in Dublin City Centre. And I popped over there a little earlier this morning to find out what's on offer. I met Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin, and he brought me around the exhibition to show us what we could see.
It's everything you need to know about cancer, all about its origins, how it happens in people's bodies, when you get it, what happens next, and then most importantly, the treatments, of course. And the last bit is the best bit for me, and it's kind of the future therapies that are coming down the track. So it's everything you need to know about what has been seen as a horrible disease, of course, for generations.
What is cancer?
It's a strange one. Cells in your body mutate, and they begin to grow and grow and grow and form a tumour. And they press on your brain, they press on your liver, your lungs, wherever the cancer is. So it's basically cells in your body out of control. And sadly, they grow so much they can eventually kill you. So we've known that for about 100 years as the basis for it.
And there can be loads of different reasons as to how these cells start growing, why they start to mutate, as you say, environmental health, lifestyle changes.
It's in the DNA. What happened, the mutations, we call them, happen in the DNA. DNA is the recipe for cells. That gets broken and begins to sort of do too much in a cell. The cell then starts to divide. So smoking mutates your DNA. All these different chemicals can cause cancer. Sunlight in your skin, that can mutate the DNA. So there's many reasons why these mutations happen and the cancer begins.
So I'm looking here on my right, Luke, at what is the HPV vaccine. So what is this particular graph or statue really that we're looking at?
You can see the virus itself now. It's magnified massively here. This is the virus that, if you catch it, has the potential to give you...
So this is what it looks like?
Looks like, yeah, and it's magnified a billion times or whatever.
Yeah.
So you can see the actual virus itself. If that affects a woman, it can go into her cervix and cause mutation in the DNA, and that a tumour can potentially grow there. That was discovered about 50 years ago, and of course now we have a vaccine. And the vaccine gets the immune system to kill the virus and stop it causing cancer. It's one of the few examples actually in humans of a virus that causes cancer, and now we have a vaccine to stop it.
Yeah, so this is it. This is the HPV virus on a much larger scale, and it's basically like a white cloud, isn't it?
It's like a little piece of crystal, isn't it funny? Isn't it crystal? What's marvellous here, and the exhibition is superbly done, as people will see, when they're very high production values. You know, imagine you'll see a virus that can, a model of a virus that can cause a type of cancer.
Okay, behind us here as well, we have what look like just hundreds of little cells circulating. This is obviously what's inside our bodies, is it?
This is it now. This is a graphic of what happens if one of the cells mutates. It begins to grow and grow and grow. A normal cell gets mutated and it begins to grow out of control. And they've represented this on this big screen you see, and you can watch it develop over time. It was just frightening to see this happen before your very eyes. Like,
are they our white blood cells?
They would be, yeah. Like that, this is leukemia. You're spotted, Andrea, actually, yeah, because leukemia is a type of blood cancer. In that situation, white blood cells get mutated. And now we see them. Look at this. They're starting to grow and divide, and if you watch it long enough now, eventually a huge big mass of cells will develop and start spreading around your body.
And for so many people out there, I mean, when we look at the figures and the number of people diagnosed with cancer, like, this is actually what's happening inside some of our body.
Half of us will get cancer, and strikingly, in your lifetime there's a risk that half of us will get cancer, which is an incredible... Now, some obviously don't die and it can be handled and so on, but it's very, very common. Every family has been touched by cancer. You know, we know this through history, don't we? So it's an extremely common disease.
That's one of the things that they focus on quite a lot here in the Cancer Revolution exhibition, is actually, yes, we acknowledge that so many of us will be diagnosed with cancer in our lifetime, but it's now how we deal with it and how we treat that, Luke.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, it's changed massively in the past 50 years. If one disease that has been huge progress is cancer. So the big statistic we quote is 50 years ago, 1 in 2 survived by 5 years. Now it's 2 in 3 are surviving at 5 years. You can imagine if that continues, cancer becomes a chronic disease. It won't kill you anymore. That's the dream in many ways of all these new therapies.
There's a lot of, you know, I suppose, human stories shared here in the exhibition as well. Like Michael Flatley is mentioned out the front, and, you know, and lots of different other, I suppose, familiar faces.
The patient is central to the whole exhibition, actually, and the reason for that is Orla Dolan, who's the CEO of Breakthrough Cancer Research, who brought this to Ireland. Her father was a very famous oncologist, Jerry O'Sullivan. I remember him well. He was a big advocate for patients, and here we have patients. Everywhere you turn in this exhibition, you'll see photographs, you'll see personal stories of people with cancer and survivors. So it really is all about the patient.
What I'm looking at now looks like paraphernalia from World War I, World War II. What is the connection with this and chemotherapy?
You've got it. the treatment stage we're at now, how is cancer treated currently, and chemotherapy is still a mainstay. That's a poison that you give people. We look back on this and go, how are we poisoning people? But it came from World War One with chemical warfare. Doctors noticed that soldiers exposed to mustard gas, their white blood cell counts plummeted. Now, leukemia is a disease of white blood cells, cancerous cells, and some doctor said, let's try that in leukemia. And lo and behold, the first ever chemo drug was developed for leukemia, and it killed off all the white blood cells. Now, the side effects, obviously, which aren't great, but people survived, and that's the beginning now of chemo. Now, the second thing we have in this room, very important, is radiotherapy. Radiation is used to burn tumours, and that was began in Dublin. It tells the story of a guy called John Joly, a physicist, who begins to use radiation to kill tumours. Now, he was inspired by Marie Curie, the famous Polish scientist, and it was called the Dublin Method for a while. He configured a way to do it, you know, and that became a standard. So now suddenly radiation is being used.
This is quite literally a tumour we're looking at, isn't it?
It is. This is the best part for me, strange. I mean, this is a recreation in 3D of what a tumour looks like in your body. Now it's massively, again, magnified, obviously. Yeah. The green blobs are the nasty cancer cells inside the tumour, right? But more importantly, the other cells around the outside is the immune system. And what the frontier of cancer research, which I'm actually involved in, is can you get the immune system now to kill the tumour? And that's a real frontier.
Who would be best targeted to come to see this?
School kids. It's aimed kind of in a secondary school kids, and they're very smart nowadays, as you know. So any school, very welcome. Go on the website, get your school to come in and visit. That's one big group, I think. And what I'd like to see is some of those 15-year-olds might become scientists. You never know, they might be inspired into this, to help this, because we're not there yet, remember. I mean, the immunotherapy, 20% of lung cancer patients are surviving now who wouldn't because of the immune system killing the tumour. Let's get that to 40, 50, 60%. That needs more research. Sadly, that means money. And Breakthrough Cancer is a charity. People can donate. The government is investing in this. So we need to put lots of effort behind this. But I'd love to inspire the next generation to join us on this huge, big challenge.
Well, hopefully the Cancer Revolution exhibition here at St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre in Dublin City Centre will do just that. Luke O'Neill, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.